The Food and Drug Administration is moving to curb scams involving prescription drugs. It's encouraging drug makers to try pilot projects, putting electronic chips and tiny radio antennas on bottles of pills. The devices would help track the pills from factory to pharmacy, making it harder to sell stolen and counterfeit drugs. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
The Food and Drug Administration says the U.S. drug supply is mostly safe right now, but that doesn't mean it always will be. William Hubbard is Associate Commissioner for Policy and Planning at the FDA.
We have seen an increase in counterfeiting in the United States, both in terms of numbers of cases that FDA is investigating and volume. We know that the counterfeiting of drugs around the world is commonplace. The threat needs to be addressed in a real and strong way.
To do that, the FDA is proposing that drug makers attach a computer chip and radio antenna to the backs of the labels on pill bottles. The devices would be tiny. You'd have to rub your hand back and forth over the label to even feel them underneath. But they'd contain volumes of information about what the product is, where and when it was made, and its intended itinerary, from the factory floor to a distributor's warehouse and finally to a retail pharmacy. It would be easy to tell if the product had strayed from its path and were being supplied illegally. It would also help to identify stolen drugs.
When these bottles are stolen from pharmacies and the bad guy wanders off and gets picked up by a police officer, and the police officer says, I have this person and I have these bottles, but how do I prove these bottles came from a crime scene?
Aaron Graham is Vice President and Chief Security Officer of Purdue Pharma, which makes the painkiller OxyContin. Bottles of OxyContin sold to Walmart and a large wholesaler, H.D. Smith, will soon carry the new radio tags.
What we're now able to do for the first time ever is make a machine-readable device available to the police officer. He can scan the bottle. When he then calls my office and says, where did this bottle come from? I can tell him that bottle was shipped by us to a wholesaler on March 14th. On March 16th, that bottle was shipped from a wholesaler to a pharmacy. That pharmacy was robbed on March 18th, and that bottle that you have was reported stolen by the pharmacist.
The new tags and the scanners to read them are expensive. Graham says Purdue Pharma will spend $2 million to put them on bottles of OxyContin. He says the company won't pass on the costs to consumers. Two other drug makers also announced pilot projects today. Pfizer says by the end of next year, wholesale bottles of Viagra will carry the tags. Viagra is among the most counterfeited drugs. And GlaxoSmithKline says one of its drugs will also carry radio tags next year. While the tags are confined for now to bottles that go to wholesalers, the FDA acknowledges they may eventually end up on bottles that consumers bring home. The FDA's William Hubbard says he knows that makes privacy advocates nervous.
Security of the data is an issue that both we and the industry are very aware of, and one of the reasons these pilot programs are underway is to test out the privacy issues and make sure the data can be, in fact, properly protected.
The radio tag technology is being tested in other industries as well. Beginning next year, Walmart will require its largest manufacturers to put tags on all cases of products they ship to the company. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.